Jeff Davidson is a widely acclaimed professional speaker, mega author of 56 books, creator of 24 iPhone apps, and author of 230 ebooks for mobile readers. He holds the registered trademark as the Work-Life Balance Expert. Jeff has spoken to audiences across the U.S. and around the world on the topic of having more breathing space, being more productive, and achieving work-life balance.
All the activity in the world really doesn't amount to much unless it's directed towards some objective that you want to accomplish. If your objectives are not clearly defined, then it's highly likely that interesting information that comes your way will grab your attention, even though it's not applicable to anything that you're trying to achieve. So I suggest that people keep in front of them or on a plaque on the wall or a pad on their screen as a pop-up reminder, the handful of things that they want to accomplish. And if they keep those in mind, then all that information they're subjected to almost logically falls into the proper bins. And when you hear something on the news or you see something on the internet or somebody hands you something at the door, you can say to yourself, aha, this supports my quest to accomplish ABC. Or, aha, I'll read this on a rainy day because it's just not that vital. And so on.
You remember those old movies where you'd see the kid on the corner with the newspaper, the newsboy, screaming, you know, here are the headlines. It seems like those are the kinds of things that are impeding our life every single day and impeding progress. And it's screaming at us from the most mundane off of Facebook to text messages to other kinds of, you know, so important events that we have to attend to. And at the end of the day, you feel like you've done a lot, but you still maybe haven't reached short or long-term goals. Do you see that with even people that you meet out in the world?
That's actually a profound point, the screaming headline. The screaming headline has its origins in this country from the days of William Randolph Hearst and Joseph Pulitzer, for whom the Pulitzer Prize was named. These two gentlemen who ran newspapers and ran stories understood the power of the grabber headline. William Randolph Hearst, for example, would tell his reporters, you can't simply have a story that says a dog gets his paw caught in a sewer grate. Change the title so it reads something like this, Canine Trapped in Tunnel of Death. And the screaming headline became the norm around the turn of the last century, around 1900, 1905, 1910, had already been firmly established. Now, I want you to consider this for a moment. Every single day in the world, regardless of what city you reside in, the newspaper in your town has a headline. Whether there's major news of consequence to the majority of people in that locale or not, there's always a headline. Likewise, every radio broadcast, every television news show has to lead with something. All of the web news sites, all the blogs, all the communication channels pick something to grab your attention. Our continuing quest, our continuing challenge is to weed out what's important from all the rest that is interesting and maybe captivating, but in the grand scope of things, not that important, at least to us.
People are tugging and pulling and almost putting your friendship on the line if you don't answer sometime every. I know this with all ages now, a mundane little post on Facebook or a text or whatever. But if you're not answering those, how do you still stay connected to your network and in strong touch with people? How do you set limits and get things done properly?
You have probably addressed the quintessential communication, or at least personal communication, dilemma of our era. Everybody today has the capability to put out a message, and the implied response is, or the implied message underneath it all is, notice me, pay attention to me, give me some credence. That's hey, true. I'm here, throw me a bone.